Hi, everybody. I'm Ryan Balaji. Welcome to this episode of The Bag Room. We are joined today by Stuart Jenkins, who is the founder, creator of Blue Maca. And they make some really great insoles that I've been wearing for the last year. They're related to golf, and they're made with recycled materials, which is a really great piece of it. But the more important piece of the Connect insole and the new lower profile Connect insole is that they really allow you to have a firmer base in your shoe. And stability is incredibly important in golf shoes. It's incredibly important in having your relationship with the ground, ground forces, being able to push off, being able to be powerful, being able to swing the way that you need to swing on any kind of surface. And more often than not, in the golf shoe world, insoles are kind of a forgotten piece of it. And insoles are often a 25, 50 cent just piece that goes in the shoe that's a $200, $250, $300 shoe in some cases. And Blue Maca, for the investment that is, you know, $25-ish, is a huge asset in augmenting the ability of your shoes to help you perform. So I wanted to have Stuart on to talk with him about the two new products that they have, primarily the low-profile Connect. They have a new arch support Connect as well. And just wanted to have an opportunity to kind of work through all of the new products, but also the stories behind what's gotten them to this point. So I hope you enjoy this conversation with Stuart Jenkins from Blue Maca. I mean, I'm a big fan of the original. I still have the original in my, I've been wearing square shoes for a couple of years. I have them. They're great. They're fantastic. Yes, so they're in my golf shoes.
Okay, so what's been your experience?
I mean, one, they're tremendously comfortable, which is great, but they also do seem to help with stability.
Yeah.
You know, the squares golf shoes are really built around this concept of width in the outer construction in the outsole, and trying to maintain stability and connectivity to the ground. So this, I think, augments that.
Well, that's good. I love it. I love it when, trying to explain this to people who haven't worn it is hard. And I love it when people try it and then can explain it to me. You know, I had Brendan Donovan, who's a St. Louis Cardinal.
Mm-hmm.
He called me to thank me for the insoles, just for developing the product through a friend of a friend. And I said, well, why do you like it? And he goes, well, Stuart, you know, in the batting cage, my exit velocity went from whatever it was, 89 to over 90, much more frequently. And when I rounded the bases, I noticed I wasn't sliding out of the side of my shoes. And I noticed when I was batting, you know, I wasn't slipping back in the rear end of my shoes. And I loved it because here this pro athlete could tell me precisely why he liked the product. I didn't have to tell him.
Yeah.
And, you know, some pro athletes or users, you know, they have no clue, but it's a lot of fun when, you know, I don't have to tell, I now don't have to explain the technology to you because you've experienced it. And, you know, if it works for you, it shows that the product works, which is really cool. It speaks for itself.
Yeah. I mean, I swing well above average in terms of definitely for my age, but, you know, just over golfers in general. And I've worn shoes over the years. I've had experiences with golf footwear over the years where you kind of get pronation as you swing, and it just makes it much more difficult to swing as hard as you can and get as much as you can out of each and every shot. And when you have the confidence of a sturdy shoe and that you're not going to slip around in the shoe, then you can go after the ball harder. And I know that I can do that with the Connect insoles.
You know, I've had some conversations. People say, well, you know, why do that? And I go, well, why do we put grip and cleats on the bottom of our golf shoes or our soccer shoes or our football shoes, and then you slide around inside?
On the inside, yep.
Now, what sense does that make? And so this was really the idea was to have this consistent interface. Performance starts with your feet, and if your feet are slipping, there is no place where slipping feet enhances athletic performance.
Right.
I mean, maybe curling, but so this is really just an extension of the idea of a cleat or a, you know, why do you wear a golf glove? You can play golf without a golf glove, but the golf glove enhances the grip.
Right.
The friction between your hand and the grip, right?
Exactly, yeah.
And this is doing the same thing for your feet. You're just using body forces or your weight to have this grip system interact with you. So I'm glad you feel that way. So what questions can I answer? One, I'm delighted you're wearing the product and you enjoy it. That's the main thing. But what specific questions did you have for me? I'm like a kid in a candy store here when people like my product.
So I wanted to know about the low profile. The arch support's kind of a little bit more self-explanatory, but the low profile I'm particularly interested in, where did the idea come from? Was it based on customer feedback? And what's kind of the... is there a performance difference that someone should expect between what I have in my shoes and the low profile?
So I met a friend on the golf course one day and was sort of telling him what I'm doing, and he was a professional soccer player.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Stuart, these things would be great for soccer, but you got to be able to get them in your shoes.
Hmm.
And and soccer players don't give a rip about cushioning or whatever. And I think you need a lower profile insole.
Hmm.
And, you know, parenthetically, you know that when you, if you have 5 millimeter or 10 millimeters of cushioning, which the Turn Connect product does, the way you get cushioning is travel, right?
Sure.
You get deflection.
Yeah.
And the more deflection you have, of course, there's movement in deflection.
Makes sense.
So we wanted to provide with the existing one, you know, we wanted to have cushioning and greater stability. And then we tested with a shoe company. A guy at a golf company called me and he wanted to test some product. And he said, Stuart, we like these, but it changes the size of the shoe because they're thicker than the internal insole.
Yeah.
And then we went to some professional golfers, and one of those professional golfers, you know, he's a big time pro golfer on the tour. He was wearing the insoles and he said, Stuart, I love the grip, but it lifts me up a little higher in my shoes and I'm getting a little bit of a blister because I'm not sitting down as low as I need to be.
Hmm.
And I think he won the Masters. Yeah, he won the Masters. So this was not some hack golfer, right? and then we do a lot of, a guy that really has been a huge fan of us is Colby Tollier.
Okay.
He's given, you know, you go to the stable and you look at all the athletes he's trained, and there's a bunch of them that have been wearing these products, or and a number of the really good golfers said, you know, we don't care about cushioning. What we care about is this increased stability. And if you made the insole thinner, we think that that will increase stability.
Hmm.
And we can put it in any of our golf shoes and it won't change the internal volume, right?
That makes sense, yeah.
So make it the same. We know that the insoles that these golf shoe companies are using, it's complete crap, right? It fails to provide cushioning in 25 to 50 miles. It's, you know, they've got a $220 golf shoe and they've got a 70 cent insole in there.
Right.
It's just ridiculous, right? But we know that the thickness of those are generally 4 millimeters. So we matched that thickness so it wouldn't change the size of any shoe.
Got it.
Nope. And it maintains the exact same amount of grip, and because it's thinner, less travel, less compression, that also enhances stability. And so, you know, I can't hit a golf ball well enough to know the difference, really, you know. But I know that if you have stability in your golf swing, you're more likely you're more likely to hit the golf ball in the location you want it to. You know, a 2 millimeter change, if you slip by 2 or 3 millimeters in your swing, you're going to miss that golf ball from where you think you are, right? You can't change. So this theoretically should make people that can really hit a golf ball much more accurately, and their exit velocity should be much more precise, which theoretically should give you more distance. I mean, the reason the baseball guys like it, when they hit a baseball, they're getting a higher exit velocity, you know, from the bat.
Yep.
And a higher exit velocity means further distance. And we tested this with a majors pro team, and, you know, what they said is from the ground to the knee, I believe in 90% of the 90 athletes they tested, we increased the lower leg stability. So that's a proven fact, right?
Yeah.
And by the way, I did not pay for that biomechanical study. I never talked to the scientists. I had no influence on the results, and they couldn't have given a rat's rump whether or not my product was better or worse. They had no reason to tell me it worked. And I believe, and it's on our website, you've probably seen it, but, you know, 9 out of 10 cases, I believe we increased lower leg stability. That's phenomenal. We also made you stop faster and start faster, which shows that you're increasing ground forces. And when you think about hitting a golf ball, all of your energy has to come from the ground.
Yes.
Which is why you can't hit a golf ball if you're standing on an ice rink. And so we know that the insole increases ground forces. And an increased ground force with increased stability should lead to a more precise ball strike in golf or any other sport, with more velocity coming off of the hitting instrument.
Yeah, I mean, that all makes sense to me. And the explanation on the thinner outsole, or the thinner insert, makes sense, given that, I may not be as in tune to care about a couple of millimeters, but the best in the world do. I mean, they care about an eighth of an inch on their putter. So, they know it better, more intimately. So that all makes sense.
And for me, you know, golf is a good walk spoiled, right? I love to play golf, but I want to be comfortable when I'm walking, right? I always walk. It's a 6 mile hike. And I like a little more comfort. And so the Kinect Max Comfort or Arch Support, you know, they provide great cushioning. And when I go running or running on trails and I have that stability, it's wonderful. But we figured, you know, give the people what they want. And so if there's a market for high-performance athletes that need low-profile insoles or thinner ones, or to get them in your soccer cleats, give them what they want, because we don't have a dog in that fight.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, if it does what the golfer needs in this case to improve performance, and that actually does make sense of a thinner insole, because then there's less energy to be sucked up by the insole in the ground forces too. So that even makes sense as well. I mean, it all adds up. So now I got to try it. Now I got to swap out my,
And by the way, we still provide, because we were using, high performance athletic foam. you know, we're not using this cheap crap insole foam. We're using foam that most brands are using for their midsoles. So high performance foam. Our thin insoles provide a tremendous amount of cushioning. In fact, we were testing at the laboratory, you know, we're 4 millimeters. Our insole beat a 6 millimeter thick insole. Normally cushioning comes from thickness.
Yeah.
But I will say that, you know, my casual friends, my casual golfers never really brought up the idea of a thinner insole. But every single PGA or LPGA golfer that have tried or live golfer that have tried our insoles has requested the thinner version. So the high performance professionals have wanted that. And of course the professional soccer players have wanted it. You know, when we went and talked to a professional football team, what they wanted was arch support.
So yeah.
In that case, we combined cushioning, arch support, and Connect, Blue Maca Connect technology. So, you know, again, there's different applications for this, or there's different ways to apply this same technology of creating greater stability, and whether you need cushioning or more stability. So there's just different ways to apply the technology for different sports. And, you know, that's our business, really. But I love the fact that professional, you know, think of this. We got, I believe that there is a baseball player on every major league baseball team in the USA wearing our insoles. Multiple players on every team.
That's awesome.
And what's cool for me is that, you know, there's a lot of people that are big companies that spend a lot of money researching this, and we figured this out. And that the pro athletes have found us, and that the, you know, Colby Tolyer, I mean, that guy, I mean, he doesn't know us from Adam, but when he saw the performance of these insoles, he became like a revival preacher. You know, he says, and I hope you get to talk to Colby. He's busy. You know, he's with golfers at the FedEx event that are wearing the insoles right now. You know, he just says, I see the difference in performance.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think his quote is, it's a game changer. And you know, we're not paying him to say that. I had a pro athlete call me, his agent called me a week ago and said, he'd like to represent you, Stuart, and be a spokesman for your product. And I said, well, how did he find our product and what's his experience with wearing them? And he said, oh, he hasn't worn your product yet. And I go, well, why would I work with you? I mean, we just had a all-star pitcher for the Twins, Pablo Lopez, send me a thank you note and a photo and a quote and said, you know, we love your product. I'll never pitch without them. And I said, well, can I, you know, we're a small company. You know, can I use this photo? And he said, oh, sure. Happy to help you out. So, you know, we're not big enough to be paying people to say nice things about us. And we really only want to work with people who find the advantage.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that makes all the sense in the world. I'm a small company. I feel the same way. So.
Well, yeah. And you know, you gained so much credibility with me when I wasn't here just pitching you a product. You've worn the product, you've experienced it, and you see, you know, you're going to share the story from your own perspective. That's what's valuable.
Yeah, I mean, I do a fair amount of equipment reviews every year, and I mean, most stuff that's made by golf companies in golf is good. I mean, there's some stuff that's not good, but generally the stuff I'm reviewing is, you know, bags and shoes and range finders and those types of things. But
I hadn't really seen anything come along like this, and I've worn golf shoes for 25 years, and the insoles have always been junk, and now there's one that's not, and I get to use it. And the funny thing is, I guess it's because people don't see it easily, right? It's not like I'm flashing my insoles. So they'll ask me about the square shoes. I'll go, yeah, the square shoes are great. But the Blue Mocha insoles are also awesome. Like, they have changed how I think about stability inside the shoe. Not just wanting to not roll around, but also making sure my feet don't slide from side to side or front to back as I'm going after the golf ball. And they're like, yeah, I guess golf insoles do kind of stink. I'm like, yeah. And like you said earlier, being a $200, $250 shoe in some cases, and you get a garbage neoprene insole, and what
my joke about the footwear industry is that if footwear designers and developers were building automobiles, we'd all be sitting on wood benches instead of seats. I mean, you know, the insole is the place on the shoe that your foot interacts with it more than any other place.
Yep.
It's the place where your plantar surface interacts with that shoe. And that's where they put the cheapest thing they can possibly find. Now, so my wife's calling me, but we're guaranteeing, for example, our cushioning of our insole for 1,000 miles because we've tested it at a laboratory. And when you think that the one thing an insole is supposed to do is provide a nice soft surface for your foot to sit on, and that that cushioning system is failing in most OEM insoles within 50 miles is just, you know, that's, what is that, 8 rounds of golf? That's crazy.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not a lot. And I know there are plenty of people who ride when they play, and, you know, obviously they don't walk quite as much, but even still, that's just, for the investment, it's terrible.
You did highlight our biggest challenge is that our technology isn't visible. And so it's, you know, it's frustrating to see. For me, you know, we've got these players that are the Masters or a couple at the FedEx Cup this week. I know they're wearing our product, but nobody else in the world knows they're wearing our product. So it's, you know, that's kind of our challenge. But it's, I think if you reach out to a few golfers, you'll find that, you know, I think of it as their secret. It's funny, in baseball, the baseball players want to share the secret. The golfers, I think, are, maybe because it's an individual sport, I think they want to kind of keep it as their secret.
Yeah.
So I think of it as the secret weapon for these golfers. And you know, by the way, we know, you know, this is not a 10% difference or something. You know, this might be, you know, 0.1%, but...
But at that level, it matters.
Yeah, that's worth $10 or $20 million. You know?
Right. If 0.1 to 0.5% better every week for 50 weeks is a lot of percent and a lot of money in the end.
Yeah. And Donnie Eckert, who's the offensive coordinator for the Rangers, he said it best. He was one of those guys that found the technology. A couple of his players were wearing it. And he calls me up. Says, what the hell are you doing? And then he tells me what I'm doing. He said, sort of, my team is wearing them and your team isn't, I have an advantage. That's a pretty powerful statement, you know?
Yeah, it really is. But it's also absolutely true. I mean, that's it right there. Thank you for hopping on the phone with me, and we'll certainly be in touch more down the road.